This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audioized version of the world's number one real estate investing blog. Hope you're having a relaxed Sunday. I'm your host, Tyler, and I read these articles so you can keep learning while you go about your busy life. Oh, and you'll find endless content on biggerpockets.com. Create an account today. It's free. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
With mortgage rates set to drop, will this be the year sellers come back? Here's what the data says. By Lindsay Frankel. Most homeowners bought their homes at mortgage rates that were lower than today's. And that's what's caused known as the lock-in effect. Homeowners are hesitant to give up their cheap mortgages, which is surpassing available inventory. Low inventory has kept home prices from falling significantly, even as home buyer demand fell due to rate hikes. Okay, so with mortgage rates down more than 1 percentage point since their peak in October, the housing market is starting to show signs of rebounding demand. But at what point will the lock-in effect break? And what will happen to housing prices if it does? Let's take a look at the breaking point. Since mortgage rates only began declining at the beginning of November 2023, the full effect has yet to be realized. The year-over-year decrease in pending home sales is getting smaller, but that just might be due to more sellers dropping their prices. Available inventory has been ticking up since April due to the pressure of mortgage rates on demand, along with new construction completions. Whether the lock-in effect breaks in 2024 may depend on the extent to which mortgage rates decline, of course, but there are some beginning signs of sellers returning to the market. Altos Research reports an 11% year-over-year increase in new sellers the week of December 19th, a turnaround from declines in new sellers all year. New contracts are growing as well. Some experts expect demand from both movers and new home buyers to skyrocket as mortgage rates fall, which could cause a significant rise in prices. But many economists expect rates to stay elevated above 6% through 2024, which could mean that sellers will stay put. Zillow research shows that 41% of homeowners with current mortgage rates between 5% and 6% intend to sell their homes, while only 26% of homeowners with mortgage rates between 4 and 5% actually plan to move. This suggests that 5% might be the breaking point. That said, only 10% of homeowners have mortgages with rates above 6%. So even if a decrease in rates motivated them to sell, it would have a relatively minimal impact. And research from John Burns Research and Consulting shows that most homebuyers won't act until rates fall below 5.5%. So that could mean prices will remain stable through 2024. But history seems to suggest that mortgage rates only need to stabilize to fuel increased home sales. In other words, a return to pandemic-era low mortgage rates may not be necessary to impact sales activity. Once consumers settle into a new norm, we could see transaction volume increase. Here's what history shows us about the lock-in effect. In many ways, today's housing market mirrors conditions in the early 80s. Remember those? I don't either. It started in the late 70s. Remember that? I don't either. When baby boomers aged into their home buying years. Much like millennials, remember those people? I do. Led the home buying boom during the pandemic. The surge in home prices in the late 70s was not nearly as rapid as the more recent increase. But as mortgage rates increased when the Fed attempted to control inflation, existing home sales activity declined almost 50% between 1978 and 1982. Those were the days. And price growth flattened, similar to how things have played out in recent years. Average mortgage rates for 30-year fixed mortgages peaked at, get this, 18.63% in late 1981. That's nuts, after rising nearly 5 percentage points over the course of a year, which created, you guessed it, a lock-in effect among existing homeowners. Who's going to buy at 18%? I don't know. With that peak, and given that existing home sales lag behind a month or two due to the closing timeline, the impact of falling interest rates in the second half of 1982 was actually relatively quick. Mortgage rates only came down about 2 percentage points before existing home sales picked up again, even though they had been about 8 percentage points lower 4 years earlier. However, there's a key difference in today's housing market: high home prices. Each dollar spent on real estate stretched about twice as far in the 80s when compared to today. Furthermore, assumable mortgages may have given sales activity a boost in 1980s. Okay, so Freddie Mac estimates that the average home buyer, or homeowner rather, would need to gain $55,000 from a move, either through a higher paying job or lower cost of living, in order for selling to make any sense financially. That's based on the average mortgage rate in July, which is similar to the current rate. For homeowners who purchased in 2021, an $85,000 net gain would be necessary to benefit from a move. Yikes. Therefore, the lock-in effect in the 1980s was not nearly as significant as today. And there are some other factors impacting home sales too, as you would imagine. To make things even more complicated, the lock-in effect isn't the only factor affecting available housing inventory. In fact, a recent Fannie Mae survey shows that the impact of high mortgage rates on home sellers' decisions might be overstated. Of the 29% of mortgage borrowers who intended to stay put, only 21% reported that the primary reason was their low mortgage rate. No kidding. That represents just 6% of mortgage borrowers who were holding off on selling primarily due to feeling locked in. Nearly as many were avoiding selling because they like their home or location. They like where they live. Imagine that. High home prices were another deterrent too, of course, and some people wanted to remain in their homes because of the proximity to job and family. Other studies show different results, however. For example, a Realtor.com survey showed most homeowners felt locked in, and the effect was especially strong for younger people. No matter the reasoning for homeowners to keep their homes off the market, supply lags behind demand for housing. So that's one reason why home builder sentiment is improving and new construction starts are growing. A 4% increase in single-family builds is expected for 2024, but that's really only a fraction of what's needed to satisfy demand. NAR chief economist Lawrence Yun notes in the press release that the housing market could easily absorb another 30% increase in new starts. The bottom line? If history is any indication of the behavior of sellers today, we may start to see existing home sales increase gradually alongside falling mortgage rates. But too many factors are at play to determine with any accuracy whatsoever whether sellers will return to the market this year. If mortgage rates fall enough early in the year, demand could rebound pretty quickly, pushing prices even higher. But there's still the possibility that a deep recession and rise in unemployment could lead to an influx of new supply from distressed sellers and more price reductions. Many experts do expect conditions to hold steady in 2024 until rates fall sufficiently in 2025. We shall see. As we wrap today's episode, remember, in the world of real estate investing, solo missions can cost you. But thanks to Agent Finder, you don't have to go it alone. Using Agent Finder, you can match with an investor-friendly real estate agent who is an expert in your market and will help you make a smart investment. Go to biggerpockets.com/findmyagent to match with your agent today. It's fast, it's all free, and it's so easy. That's biggerpockets.com/findmyagent. Together, let's make your investment a success. Hope to see you right back here tomorrow.